Well, welcome to the second podcast of the Barely Coherent podcast series. And we are here once again in Motolambic, but strangely enough, unlike the first one, recorded just minutes ago, we are actually in the Chez Motolambic in Saint-Gilles, which is up the hill, which is why we're all a bit winded sounding. We're sitting here in front of a beer that is called
Oud Zotekens,
which...
It's old.
It means old Zotekens. Now, I'm not really familiar with the new Zotekens, so I'm not really sure if I can compare the two, but here we go. And it's in a nice tall glass. I like that. It's a very kind of a very simple, traditional, tall glass.
Should we get to color first before
absolutely
we get to taste?
Yes. Color, very color nice is very color. Classic. It's a bit light amber color. And going down, it tastes like...
Tastes like a bit of a.
It's got that coating of the tongue thing going on that the bon did at the end.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Not nearly as strong.
No.
Not at all. Maybe just what you need when you walk up a big hill.
It's fairly refreshing, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is. It does have a slight herbally.
Yeah,
taste to it in the middle of the mouth.
It's not actually a million miles from the
last
one, was it?
No. That's actually only about 2 kilometers, in fact, from the other one.
Probably walked it.
But uphill.
It's sweet. Not really, no. I wouldn't say
it's a bit cold, though. Maybe it's served a bit colder than I would have liked.
On tap again, beer. By the way. Of course, it's on tap, and that's good.
It's weird.
But I think that's it's awfully tasty. Gosh, it's really Moorish in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really just—it's a very, very easy beer to drink. Very refreshing. Well, there's not as much herby or flowery stuff going on, but
no.
It does have that sort of really strong coating on the tongue at the end. It's quite bitter. Very refreshing. That's a winner for me. I like the glass.
Yeah, no, very nice.
That's a
not terribly complex.
Do you think it's better than the new Zotekens?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I think it's obviously...
There's that kind of old Coke and new Coke? Coke Classic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Coke Zero? There's Zotekens Zero, of course, as well, which was never really that popular. Something. Jazz.
That's right. Jazz. Yes. We got a lot of jazz coming on in the background. In the glass. It's sort of jazz. It's got a jazziness to it.
Yeah. But I think that's sort of like... That's a beer that's trying to be kind of old school, isn't it?
Yeah, classic beer. Nothing too...
That's good. I mean,
too refined. It doesn't try to be refined. It doesn't.
Our advisor has asked us on a piece of paper here, is it better than the last one? Well, that's kind of weird. It's a different style, though. It's trying to do something different. This beer is not trying to be as complicated or... the other one was a beer that is... Very, very complex. I don't find this one complex at all.
No, not at all. But in a nice way. It's a no-nonsense beer.
Yeah, it's good, because we're kind of in a hurry. Because we're kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
And we got to get home, by the way.
Because we're going to face a lot of nonsense in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to have to make
and
some
we wanna, we, well, what we don't know is where Zotekens is.
Where is Zotekens?
Flanders.
We know it's in Flanders.
We know it's in Flanders.
Here's the point. Here's the thing I wanted to say. That it's very straightforward, and it's got a very, very lovely glass, and the beer is incredibly drinkable and incredibly Moorish, but it doesn't demand a lot. It's not one of those sort of jumps out at you. You've got to kind
it's of a good beer
these
to have.
Ways. Like the last one, we were finding mango and dried mango flavors.
Yeah,
that's not what this is about.
This is about having about a 15-minute stopover on the way home, having walked up the hill,
praying that the wife won't kill you. She's fairly understandable. You have to admit.
She is. She is.
Fairly sweet.
So it's mine. Because she happens to be 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, well, she's not.
Can't say much.
She's not really expecting you home within the next 20 minutes. And if you have any comments, you are invited to send them to beerlycoherent@gmail.com.
That's one word.
And this has been Bob. And,
no, actually, this has been Bob.
Oh, sorry, right. That's been Bob. And this has been Andrew. And goodbye from us.